This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A deal we have for you, folks. We're live from Watford City, North Dakota. The sun is shining, and it is a beautiful day. And we do have a deal. We have more of our conversation with Ed Schaefer, interim president of the University of North Dakota. Join us for not one, not two, but three segments today on the radio program. And is here to take a couple of calls that you have. So if you'd like to get them in, do it now. On our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number. Yes. You got it? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. One, to leave a message. Two, to chat with us live on the air. Brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. They have one heck of a deal going for a few more days where you get $650 back to get out of your current contract. You switch to Verizon, they'll give you up to $650 to get out of your current contract. So if you're not a member of the Verizon family, now's a great time to get to know B-Mobile, that local family-owned company. In Fargo and Bismarck, in Detroit Lakes and Grand Forks, in Jamestown and Valley City and Wahpeton, you'll find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. More of our conversation with Ed Schaefer in just a moment. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about a true gentleman lost and a great broadcaster. Scott Miller, voice of the NDSU Bison, passed away at 57 last night. We'll talk about him with Dave Richmond, the coach of the NDSU basketball team, and Steve Holster, my colleague. And Steve and I worked with Scotty for a lot of years. Steve, I think, more years than I did, but really just a gem of a guy. So looking forward to talking about my, oh my, Scotty Miller today on the program. In the meantime, Ed Schaefer is here, and Chris in Watford City wanted to get the a question in for Ed, so let's go right to that. Chris, Watford City, go ahead for Ed Schaefer.
How are you doing today, sir?
Great. Hang on one sec, Chris. I think Ed's
I'm here.
Are you there? Okay. Yeah, Chris, go ahead. Go ahead with your question.
Your president, Schaefer. Thanks, Scott. Real quick question. We've got a $60-plus million brand-new educational facility in Watford. And if I want to continue my education, I have heavy in sciences. And there's a lot of people like me who have degrees that are close but not close enough for petroleum-related jobs at the higher pay level. I have to travel to Bismarck. Even with distance learning, I have to travel to Bismarck a few weeks out of the year to take labs. I'm interested in a petroleum engineering degree, for example. Why not make Watford City high school by day, college by night? We've got labs, top-rate lecture halls, whole nine yards. And there's plenty of engineering, you know, master's level and probably a few PhD level engineering people around here that you could bring on as adjuncts, bring them into the system and start raising Watford's educational level, which would increase our earning potential across the board. What do you think?
I sure like the concept of connectivity and distance learning. This is a really valuable conversation because there's education today, there's a discussion about, you know, students sitting in the classroom 10 years from now, or are they going to be sitting at home, you know, doing courses on the internet or whatever, follow on to the internet we have 10 years from now. But, here's why I like it. At the University of North Dakota, we're pushing into, you know, building relationships with other colleges. We haven't done high school yet, but it kind of makes sense. To me, the University of North Dakota has an engineering program that's the only one in the United States of America where you can come in on a distance learning basis and get an engineering degree. You know, it's the only one in the nation. So I think UND is really leading the way there, you know, and looking at it, and you give a good suggestion as to, you know, what's a location for distance learning. One of the issues with distance learning is, you know, the discipline of just being in your slippers and robe at home, you know, versus having a location to go to where there is, you know, equipment and things and some structure around you to provide a better learning atmosphere. So, you know, I really, and the school obviously would give that in Washington City. So I think it makes some sense. I like the suggestion. How we do that, you know, how we explore it at this point in time, I don't know, but I'll certainly put our conversation in the mix when we have our next executive council meeting.
John, appreciate the call. I don't know if you know this, John, but the University of Mary has a campus in Watford City, and it will be located in the new event center, which is adjacent to the high school. Now, you're not going to, I don't believe, get obviously not a petroleum engineering degree opportunity there that you're seeking, which is why you're calling Ed, and I think that makes sense. They do have engineering degrees coming to the University of Mary. I'm not sure if those will be a distance learning or not, but there's master's programs and others that they work with a lot of companies and kind of craft what do you need and then have the actual program. So University of Mary, a fine sponsor of this program, I might add. So I need to make sure I mention that as well. Is this something else for you to check
out?
Thank you. And hopefully Ed will go to work and make something happen on the petroleum engineering side. I'm sure they'd welcome you with a satellite campus in Watford City, too. So. Might be onto something there. Appreciate the call. Terry and Glenn Olin.
Thank you, Chris.
Terry and Glenn Olin for Ed Schaefer. Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, good morning, Governor and Scott.
Hey.
See, you know, it's a pretty good day to be a Republican in North Dakota. But as an average Republican, I'm kind of looking at this thing a little bit differently. I'm thinking that why do I want to give up the best attorney general that North Dakota ever had to replace him with, you know, put him in the governor's spot? I look at it like we got to keep Wayne Stengem in office to keep off the EPA and then hire Doug Burgum to handle the billion-dollar deficit that we might be receiving in our state of North Dakota. And that's kind of the way I'm looking at this thing.
Yeah, great. Terry, it's good to hear your voice. And, you know, with that observation, you know, the nice thing about this governor's race with the Attorney General Stengem in the mix is North Dakota cannot lose. You know, I mean, if he wins and becomes a governor, he'll be a good governor. If he doesn't win the nomination and or win the governor's seat somehow, then he's the attorney general. You know, North Dakota wins either way. So that's a good deal.
Politically,
yeah, I believe that.
I'm curious, Terry and Ed, politically speaking, this is David versus Goliath, isn't it? Given the amount of times Wayne Stengem's been on the ballot, given his name ID, given his record, I mean, this is an uphill battle politically for Doug Burgum, isn't it, Ed?
I think it is, but you have to remember, Scott, when I started to run for governor, everybody said there's no way you can win, right? So the reality is there are two contrasting positions here. You know, one, you have an attorney general who has been a longtime public servant, who has been elected with 70%+ of the vote several times, very capable individual, good personality, nice family. You know, he's got all the characteristics of that long-term stable government official. The flip side of that is Doug Burgum, who is an energetic, young, you know, aggressive business guy who's investing, you know, who created a business in North Dakota, created thousands of jobs in North Dakota, knows how to translate that into government support, and is really someone who has the opportunity to, you know, to kind of change the mentality, change the focus of how we approach investments in the state of North Dakota. So you have, you know, two real different contrasts here about how to move the state forward. I think both of them have some merit in the conversation, and, you know, we'll sort that out during this campaign come up to November and see who's going to be our next governor. But this is a good conversation that we ought to be having in the streets and the cafes and the elevators around North Dakota about what's the style and direction of the governor that we want in North Dakota.
And your take was very interesting, Terry. Appreciate the call. Call again. Only have a minute left, but we need to get this other call that came in off the air. Go ahead and roll that next one. If you
to all the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees of today, judge Donald Trump by his fruits, for thus saith the scripture. I really think Trump's going to get his border security and control. He's going to get this economy back on its feet. And he's going to make America what America was intended to be. I trust the guy.
All right, 45 seconds on Donald Trump. What do you think, Ed?
I think the caller is exactly right. You know, you talk about changing America, make America great. My question is how? I think nobody's asking Donald Trump how he'll do it. He throws out these wild ideas that may or may not work. But I'm concerned, and I think people in this, especially in North Dakota and Main Street in North Dakota, are saying, you know, I want good government. I want good government delivery of services. I want good government delivery of my, you know, my lifestyle situations that government supports. And nobody's talking about that. And Donald Trump especially, I think, would crash and burn as a dictator, as he is in his business. And we see it every day in the workings of the federal government and how to translate that workings into good government, good services, efficient taxpayer spending for the people. And I just haven't seen Donald Trump address that. My concern is I'm not sure he has the ability to do it. I think his huge brain and his capability will explode with the difficulty of government and government systems. And, you know,
Good take. We're going to have to leave it there. We're completely out of time. Thanks a ton. Ed Schaefer, interim president of UND, our guest on What's On Your Mind.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 149 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 30th through June 12th. See southern Norway at its best, the fjords, the waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we will meet the people. Phone me toll-free at 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in ARC co-payments, and many others may have received smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're back 20 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. We're live in Watford City today. Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Residential Suites, two fine facilities to call home when you were up here or if you're just visiting. Come on up and check in. I'll see if I can find Ben O'Garwood, who's the general manager here, and talk about what's happening. I know they're working on a new menu for the South Park Lounge. That is well, this place is great. It is. We have some time to take your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Before I do that, though, I have to tell you, my friend, trying to speak English here, Kevin Pfeiffer at Pfeiffer's Auction Service has some busy times coming ahead here. Oh, my gosh. They have, March 16th, Taylor, North Dakota. We have some newer model John Deere equipment and tractors, low hours. Semis, grain trailers, tillage and seeding equipment, too, livestock equipment. Circle the calendar for that. The machinery auction is getting full here, and there are some deals and some really sweet equipment that will be up for auction. The 29th of March, 11th, South Dakota. The newer model John Deere equipment in that one as well. Tractors, combines, low hours again, sprayer, semis, grain trailers, tillage equipment, Goodrich, North Dakota on the 31st, more John Deere tractors, combines, trucks, grain trailers, farm equipment, Carson, North Dakota on the 13th of April, Regent on the 14th of April, Bowman on the 22nd of April, Devil's Lake on the 27th, excavators, backhoes, dozers, trucks on that one, Starkweather on the 28th, New Holland tractor, Case combine, trucks, farm equipment, some really good stuff there. Kevin Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty, and Pfeiffer's Land Management. Find out more about him at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com. Give him a call, 218-477-1968, to the office if you want a catalog so you're ahead of the game on all of those great auctions, and say, hey, Scott Hennon said, I have got to get ahead of the game here on these machinery auctions coming up for some great deals. So he told me to call and get that calendar, or go online to Pfeiffer's.com and get all the information you need there. And tell them Scott sent you, okay? Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about a good man lost. I hate when that happens. Scotty Miller, reminisce a little bit about the voice of the Bison. We lost him last night, 47 years of age. So, or 57. I think Scotty was 57. So, all right, 22 past the hour. A couple of calls we have not yet got to. Others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. We covered a lot of ground there with that on the governor's race, on the presidential race. Obviously has some concerns about Trump. You share those? We've had folks agree, disagree today. Big debate tonight ahead of Super Tuesday. So a lot going on. And welcome your thoughts, questions, and comments on all of them. Go ahead and roll the call that was wanted to talk about the fighting student name. We didn't get a chance to get to that one, but go ahead
one
and roll
time
that
one. Seems to me I heard something about they wouldn't give that, no, they didn't want to give that trade name for the UND to the back to the Sioux. I also wonder if maybe the reason the leaders of the Sioux tribe wouldn't let the tribe vote because they figured you might give them that Sioux trade name back to the Sioux and they could thereby sell these products of the UND themselves and keep that money.
All right, probably a better question for Ed, but if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying the name was, you know, they prevented from voting for this very reason so they could keep the name rather than go there. I don't think there's anything there. Actually, Ed did tell us that the trademark could go to the tribe. I actually think it should, myself, because the reasoning UND is using for keeping it is to say, number one, we want to control the usage of it. Okay, well, I get that, and I think you could come to an agreement with, in other words, they don't want derogatory things done with a name and a logo that they had for many years. But as Ed said, it's, hey, that's who we are. This is the part of our history. That's understandable. And that's what I appreciate about Ed. He's not saying the Fighting Sioux name needs to be banished to history and ought to go away. He's saying it's a part of our history. It's our heritage. You recognize it. So that's one argument to keep it. The other is to say you wouldn't want it misused. And if you don't own it, it could be misused. I don't think the tribe would, obviously. They're not going to misuse a name that they are fond of and gave to UND. But UND does lose control. So my argument would be, well, cut a deal with the tribes to say, let's work on this together and approve together what the name is going to be. I think the other argument that he has that's the weakest is to say we want to limit the amount of Fighting Sioux merchandise we put out to recognize our heritage because we want to prop up this new brand that's coming up. And that to me is offensive. Let them both go. And let the best logo win. And if people like Fighting Sioux stuff better, let them buy that. They like the Hawk stuff and maybe some of the younger ones and less connected to the past will as well. That's my take. All right, another call. Go ahead and roll the next one.
Yeah, I just love it. I do old Schaefer at the end there, or whenever he had a chance, he was going to throw a knife into Donald Trump. You Republican Party here in North Dakota, you guys are what is the problem, because you go along with the big government down in Washington, D.C. You don't invoke the 10th Amendment. You don't do nothing. You just, oh, give me this, give me that. Okay.
I think what Ed was giving us, sir, was his opinion. And yours is different, and that's fine. But the idea that somehow because he doesn't think Trump would do a good job, he'd be a bit of a disaster, I don't know. I want to pursue that more with Ed. I'd be curious to pick his brain a little bit, because on one hand he's saying Doug Burgum would bring something to government. I mean, he said very complimentary things about, Wayne Stengem as well and what he brings and things he has in that are, I guess, a leg up, for lack of a better term, over Doug Burgum. But he also says, well, there's a business leader, he'd do good in government. Well, why wouldn't Donald Trump do? I think it's because of how he sees him operating as a business leader, thinking he can just be a dictator. I would guess that's what he'd say, but it'd be worth pursuing. But I appreciate that. I don't think it's anything other than just having an opinion that's different. I would ask this caller, as I'd ask any Trump supporter, and by the way, if Donald Trump's the nominee, he'll have my support, but I don't know what he's going to do. And I don't think anybody can fairly say they do, because he has not been pressed on the issues. He's a media darling. He's on all the time, but he just gives you a little bit, just a little bit. There's no real hard, fast substance. I hear good things about him. I hear he surrounds himself with good people. His family clearly loves him. I don't think he's the Antichrist by any stretch, but I don't think we know what he brings as President of the United States. I really don't. And quite honestly, in this period where there's a little bit of limbo left, I think it would behoove Donald Trump to say, this is what I'm going to do. Here is how I'm going to govern. You know, I really do. Let's get Greg and Fargo in here quickly, because we're coming up on a break. Greg, quickly, give me your 30-second take.
Yeah, Trump, everything he's mentioned, what he's going to do, the other candidates take up as one of their points. That's why he hasn't telling everybody. He said he isn't telling everybody what he's going to do, because the other candidates will basically steal it. And anybody that thinks he don't know what he's doing, who does? Look at the shape this country's in. We're just wasted. We're ready to vaporize because of overtaxation, regulation, on and on and on. We need a change.
That's the answer, but if his half
as good as he says he is, we're going to be better off.
Well, that's a good point. I'll give you that. And you are right. I mean, could it be better than the current situation? I mean, I think, but you still don't know, right? I mean, he's not saying so you don't know, but I think you raised some good points. I think that's why he has the support he does. How could it be worse? Get the guy in there, because he's at least as mad as I am. Makes some interesting points. Thank you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
We're back in Watford City. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. If you need a sprayer, then I would really encourage you to stop by and see the good folks at High Plains Apache, because you're going to see an Apache sprayer that is second to none. Here's a couple of things about the Apache sprayer I most appreciate that the growers talk about. Number one, this lack of breakdown time. It has a fantastic warranty, but it, you know, I always joke that the guys in the shop are like the Maytag repairmen, because they have no work to do, because the mechanical drive in the sprayer is nothing short of amazing. And backed up with an incredible warranty to say it's great. It has that light footprint, too. Part of the reason that that mechanical drive is so reliable. And it's in the field when your neighbors are not. Right? It's a little wet out there, and it's often wet here. So it is it's a great sprayer. It really is. And they have 2016s. They still have some 2015s. They have some used models. They have great financing. Stop in and see them. Tell them Scott sent you. They have the ET Ag Center. 50,000 parts. You need a part, they have it. Anything. Any brand, they have the ag application parts, too. They are located in Mandan across from Bonanza. They're also on Exit 60 in Frontier, south of Fargo. High Plains Apache online all the time at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. We did have an interview today scheduled with a teacher from Four Winds High School in Fort Totten, who's also a nominee for the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction post, Joe Chang. We are going to postpone that do that another day so that I can reflect on some news related to the passing of a friend last night that I had a chance to work with, and the two guests that will join me on the program have as well. But I think even more profound is how many people heard this person call a game for a team they love. And he was certainly a legendary sportscaster. That famous my, oh my. I'm talking about Scotty Miller, who died after a battle with skin cancer last night. And Dave Richmond, coach of the NDSU basketball team. And before that, he was an assistant coach. And before that, he was growing up in Wahpeton, listened to Scotty call games, knows him well, and became very close to him as well, and took good care of him. As well, along with his players at a very difficult time, is going to join us today, as well as Steve Hallstrom. Steve is the president of our company and my friend and partner as well. And Steve and I work with Scotty at WDAY for a number of years as well, and appreciate so much about him. Steve, nice to see you. Glad to have you on the program. Not often that we get to be on the air together, but welcome.
Yes, sir. I wish it was to talk about something a little different, but so be it. You know, I'll just say this very quickly, and then we will get to Coach Richmond, who people really need to hear from this morning. But I'll just say this, that I can't think of anybody that brought more joy to more people than Scotty Miller. And over the last couple of weeks, as those of us who were blessed enough to be close to him knew that the end was near, the steady stream of friends, close friends, not just hey, buddy, but really good friends. Told you all you needed to know. The Scott Miller gave way more to most of us than we ever gave to him. And at the end, you know, that's what really matters is what did you do and how did you invest in other people? And Scotty gave so much joy to so many. But on a personal level, he was a great man. And that's what those of us who really knew him are remembering today. Not his proficiency at broadcasting, which was phenomenal, but just what a great guy he was. And I think that's what really I will remember about Scott Miller.
It's neat. Coach Richmond, thanks for joining us on a tough day. What are you thinking about today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a ton of emotion, and Steve said it very, very well. I think we were spoiled, absolutely spoiled by the talent on the air. And, you know, he was a big-time talent, and you can call it in basketball terms a high-major talent. And we were blessed to hear him at a mid-major level in Fargo, North Dakota, and all over across the state and the region. But for me, it's the person that he was, just an absolute selfless individual. And as a basketball program, you're with them so much on a day-to-day basis during the season, the traveling, the hotels, the to and from, the buses, the meals, and a pleasure to be around. And that's what's going to be really, truly missed.
You know, a lot of people will not know about all the kind things that were done in return for that great friendship to Scotty Miller as he was battling cancer. But I think it speaks volumes to the character of you and your team and other NDSU coaches and teams as well, to know you were right there with him. Steve spent a lot of time with Scotty in the last number of months here, just bucking him up, and has mentioned this as well. But tell our listeners a little bit about how you were able to help.
Well, and again, that's the least we could do for all he's done for us as a person, and obviously for broadcasting so many of those special moments that we've been able to be a part of. And again, you go back to those moments, and you, when you're with him, and a time like he was, and the pain and suffering, he brought it all back to you. He just absolutely didn't hate much, but he hated talking about himself. And you asked you about your family, and you know, again, Coach Kleiman and I had an opportunity to go up and visit him a couple, maybe last week in the morning, and then it was after our win at Western Illinois. Dexter Warner said, "Coach, I think there's a few of us that like to go up and see him." And so myself and Dexter and Chris Kading and Corey Brown and AJ Dixon had an opportunity to go with them and up there. And again, very tough to see him in those moments. But again, the conversation went right back to us and basketball and being a part of that, wanting to know more about us. And again, that's what was so special about him. I think the biggest thing that I realized is you get an opportunity as a coach to go out and compete, and what an opportunity that is, and very blessed and special to be a part of. But in the grand scheme of things, that doesn't mean anything. Scotty really epitomized, you know, like Steve talked about, just what a person that he was, and that's what's truly special. And when I first got the job as a head coach here, and you get to sit down with your seniors, and they don't bring up one special game. They bring up the moments in the locker rooms, on the buses, and that's really what a team is about. And I know for me with Scotty, that's going to be missed. It's those moments. It isn't a game. It isn't a particular call. It's the memories, the stories on the buses, and the relationships formed that are going to be truly missed. But at the same regard, and Steve can tell you, he sat bedside with them for many hours here in the last weeks and months, that I think we're all very, you know, in a certain way, very glad that, you know, today did happen. He passed, and he's in a better, more peaceful place.
Without question. Steve, you and I have had that conversation a few times because he's been battling. Really, this has gone on since 2012 when he first found out, right?
Yeah, about 3.5 years or so, I think. And like Dave said, it's we'll remember Scotty, the bright-eyed and vibrant person, not the person that that we saw here the last couple of weeks. And Dave said it perfectly. Scotty was a man of great faith. And he was excited to go home and meet his Lord and Savior. And for him to know that he's in a better place this morning, that's what I think makes a lot of us smile, because otherwise it would be extremely difficult. I want to say, too, Dave is being modest, and Dave doesn't want any attention, nor would Chris Kleiman. But Bison fans, you can be very proud of the men that lead your teams, because what these two guys have done for Scott over the last months and years, people will probably never know about, and I think everybody at NDSU is okay with that. But just know that these guys have done an awful lot. And I'll say one thing, too. What Dave said about Scotty being a high-major talent, no question about it. He was as prepared as anybody I've ever seen for any job ever. But when it came to those perfect moments, Ben Woodside hitting the jumper, Tyler Roll taking it to the house against the Gophers down at the Metrodome, nobody pulled off those calls as perfectly as Scotty did. It's like he practiced them a million times, but of course those are spontaneous moments. He was a real professional.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, my dad was a play-by-play guy. I grew up in the business, and I've been around a lot of play-by-play folks in my day. I have never in my life seen anybody as, I mean, he to me looked as intense as a quarterback would look, you know, in a heated game and sudden death, right? I mean, just absolutely incredible.
Don't we all have the vision of him and his left hand pinching the microphone, standing up, you know, leaning over the table, and again, probably a bead of sweat coming down, you know, like he's right there in the moment, ready to lay a block on somebody or to set a screen. And again, that's what, I mean, he just poured himself into it. And, again, that's the players have come and gone, coaches, administrators. Scotty, to me, defines what a true Bison, what a true Red Hawk is.
Last time I saw him was in Frisco, and it was in the middle of the game. I think he popped out of the booth for a second for whatever, and he just had that look, you know, that incredible intense look that looked every bit as intense as Coach Richmond or, you know, the O&D coordinators down the way, you know, just watching a big game. So, you know, he was a consummate professional. I mean, I just I was in management, so I had, you know, I'm dealing with Scotty on more prep things rather than on game day-to-day stuff. But I was always so impressed about what a gentleman he was, you know.
And a couple times I tried to get him to contact an agent, maybe try to get a Big Ten job or something like that. And he thought about it and he said, you know, Steve, I just love being the voice of the Bison. That was all he ever wanted to do. And he was in his glory, even calling games like we said in Frisco just a few short weeks ago. He did exactly what he wanted to do every step of the way.
Yeah, no, that really is absolutely amazing. And, of course, just a legendary voice. I think sometimes, Coach Richmond, I think we as fans take that for granted a little bit, don't we? When your team's out there and you just sort of get used to, oh, okay, that's how the games are called. I mean, we had one of the best.
No question. And I think you said it right. And no offense to anybody else that's going to, you know, ever go on the ways. But there's never going to, I'll just leave it at this. There will never be another Scotty Miller in a consummate professional. A true talent, but a way better person. And again, as tough a day as this is, I think we all need to count our blessings and feel fortunate that, you know, we were able to listen to him. We were able to know him as a friend. And that's really what's truly special.
I will say this, too. You know, this battle's been going on for a while, and he had a lot of tough decisions to make in the middle of it and all kinds of things. Him having the ability to call that last national championship really feels like the cherry on top for an incredible career, right? I mean, you know, I mean, he's known for a few years this was going to be one tough battle to win on the hillside, but to be able to do that one thing, I really take that as a victory.
I've said, to borrow a sports analogy, he was about 25-1 against this thing, and the one loss happened last night. You know, he kept fighting and fighting, and Dave talks about being a fighter and being a true competitor. That was Scotty Miller, man. He was so strong to fight as hard and as long as he did on this
thing.
That's
great. Well, guys, I know a tough day for both of you. They're very close to him, and I appreciate very much hearing some of your thoughts about a legendary broadcaster and one certainly Bison fans and North Dakotans know well as, you know, that personal, you know, radio is such a personal medium. You know, you take it into your living room, you take it into your car, and Scotty was with a lot of people all across the upper Midwest for a lot of years, and we were blessed to have him. So appreciate you sharing some thoughts. Thanks a bunch.
Bill, thanks for having us on. And before I get off, I'm going to take an opportunity, and she won't like me for this, but Steve knows her very well. But Jeannie, who's been by Scotty's side for the last couple of years and obviously for the last couple of weeks, has been a true angel. And she wouldn't want anybody to know about her, but I'm going to tell people about her because
she is an
absolute unbelievable person and a sweet lady, and can't thank her enough for everything she's done for Scotty the last couple of weeks, months, years.
Took good care of him. He had a lot of good friends, that's for sure. Sign of a life well lived. Thank you, gentlemen. Steve Hallstrom, NDSU coach David Richmond, on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
farmers. Many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in our co-payments, and many others may have received smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up and make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
I'm with Vince at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Let's go on a little tour of the showroom here. What you have?
Well, by now you know the benefits of wellness of a hot tub. We have a lot of 2015/early 16 models in stock that we need to clear out moving into the season. We have all sizes from a two-person all the way up to an eight-person, all price ranges, you know, from $29.95 to $19,000 with everything in between. We are the home of the Ace saltwater system, which is fantastic. We've naturally figured out a way to sanitize your water by splitting a water molecule, releasing oxygen. It's a wonderful experience in owning a hot tub. Come on in. We'll give you a tour. We'll find the hot tub that's right for you. And we do deliver all winter long. So if it's, snow in your backyard, we'll get it there. I know there might be a deck or patio project you want to do in the spring, but guess what? We'll move it one time for you for free in the next 12 months. So no excuses.
And Ben Franklin has some advice for folks that are listening and thinking about buying a hot spring spa, right?
That's right. Ben Franklin, way back when showers and baths weren't cool, he said, well, I just feel smarter when sitting in hot water.
You're going to not only feel better, you're also going to feel smarter. And as Vince said, some great deals now as well. So come on in and see him online at FargoHotSpring.com, South Washington Grand Force, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, or next to Spitfire in West Fargo. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On your mind, Thursday edition, live from Watford City, North Dakota. We are at Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Watford City. Steve, would you see if Benno's around? I wanted to visit with Benno a second, and I actually just meant to track him down during the break and didn't see him. He has been buzzing around, but Benno Garwood is the general manager here, and there was always something fun going on, so I wouldn't mind. Since he was gracious enough to host us here at the South Park Lounge, give him a chance to talk a little bit about that today on the program. We appreciate that very much. My Pillow is one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, and we have a brand new exclusive My Pillow deal for our listeners. You've bought a lot of them, and we appreciate that very much. We hear almost daily about the listeners to What's on Your Mind that have purchased the pillow and comments from you and get a lot of great feedback. And Jane sent us a note today, or is it Julia? Julia said, I am so in love with my pillow. She said, I'm in love. You know, who loves their pillow? I love mine, but it's just, it's so cool. My Pillow, she says I call them. Lots of M's and Y's. And thank you, Mr. My Pillow Dude. You rock my world. I don't know if that's me or if that's the founder. I hope that's the founder, the My Pillow Dude. The 4-for-1 deal is back, the classic 4-pack combo, only $99.88 now. You receive two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, savings of $160 now. Plus, the 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillows is also still available. You save 50% on that deal. Call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and get yourself the best of the best. By the way, 10-year warranty. It won't go flat. You can't go wrong. 60-night money-back guarantee. There's all kinds of great opportunities for you to have a very, very good deal and the security that backs it up. Benno is here. As I mentioned, Benno Garwood is the general manager of the Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential and Suites and runs one of the finest restaurants that now serves kids here in Watford City as well, the South Park. The South Park. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to be here.
Good night last night.
Yes, that was a blast.
We had a great time. The EDC and Chamber of Commerce had their annual dinner and you guys had a part of that?
Yes.
Desserts?
We did a dessert table, and then we had a bar set up on each floor at the venue as well.
Yeah, that was really neat. And it was at a beautiful building, 360 Main Street.
360 Main, yeah.
In Watford City. That is some Class A real estate space that's available, and it was just neat. You know, four stories, and you're out looking on over things, so it's wonderful. What's new at the South Park and Teddy's?
Well, as you said, we're serving families now. We are open at noon on Sundays, and if with the purchase of a regular price menu, kids eat for $2 all day on Sundays. So we'd love to have a chance to show our new kids menu off to everybody who can come by. And we'll have a new feature menu in about 4 to 6 weeks, and a whole new menu probably in about 2 months as well.
And there's always some real. I mean, you have great menu selections. Again, I think things people wouldn't think they'd find here, but they do, and they love, and they're great. What's hot right now?
I mentioned the last time. I got to mention it again. Bison and beef meatloaf wrapped in bacon, a nice spicy tomato compote on there is a real hit right now. And we have just a great meat and cheese tray that we do. It's excellent. You know, you come in and get a bottle of wine and can just sit and enjoy various cuts of meat and cheese and crackers and breads and stuff. It's quite nice.
I'm back on bacon, just so you know.
I'm back on bacon.
You had me at bacon, and I sort of went into a bacon-induced coma right about that time. But that sounds fantastic. And those are the kind of things you get right here. So appreciate you stopping by, Benno. Thanks.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And a great place to stay, folks. Either Teddy's Residential Inn or Teddy's Residential Suites, rather, or Little Missouri Inn and Suites. And a great place to have a meal right here at the South Park. Bring the kids now, too. That's kind of a neat deal, that great special. All right, thank our fine sponsors who helped bring you this program. We'll do it again tomorrow on the program, Friday edition. Looking forward to that as well. And we want to thank our fine sponsors, which include the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online, at SecureEnergyFuture.org for being one of our fine sponsors today. Don't forget some big debates coming up. Still looking for your questions for the gubernatorial candidates as well. And you can call those in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have a big debate Thursday. Bismarck, The Bell, Doug Burgum, Rick Becker, Wayne Stengem, and this is going to be a dandy. So don't miss this Thursday GOP debate. And looking forward to that. Love your questions. Get them in at 855-200-1776. I'll leave you with this, a little tribute to one of the great broadcasters, one of the best North Dakota's ever known, a man we lost last night at the age of 57, Scotty Miller. Here's one of his calls.
They got yards to make up. From the 20, first down. Walker takes the snap. Has some time. Throws it deep up the right side for Heckendorf. He is there. A catch at the 40. Are you kidding me? He's free at the 25-20. Heckendorf to the 10. He's in. A touchdown for the Bison. Heckendorf scores it. The Bison are on their way. way to a possible comeback win at Cal Poly. My, oh my.
So many signatures in that. It was fabulous. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's talent, ladies and gentlemen. You have no idea what kind of talent that is, and talent will certainly miss in a great, great broadcaster who brought a lot of great memories from Bison Athletics to life with his talent. But better than that, was a good, good man. Was a good, good man. A real gentleman. So we will miss him. Scotty Miller, voice of the Bison, dead at 57. All right, friends. We'll see you tomorrow on a Friday edition of the program, Freedom Friday, on What's on Your Mind. And again, don't forget, 24/7, your questions and comments welcome. Questions for the gubernatorial candidates, too, at 855-200-1776, extension 1.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest, OSHA Area Director Eric Brooks, and his thoughts on North Dakota's workplace fatality statistics.
Well, the most recent year that I have stats for, and the stats are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was, in the year 2012, there were 64. In 2013, there were 56. And in 2014, it actually dropped down to 38. Now, while that might be encouraging because that number is decreasing, as long as it remains above zero, then it's too many. And there are some that may say zero is unachievable, but I believe that's utter nonsense. Because if I have to accept that zero is unachievable, then I have to accept that the cost of providing for one's family in this great nation is a worker's life. And I'm never going to be on board with that. Every one of us can do better.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains. For only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.